who know and support Bob Stefanowski say he's polite, he's kind, and he's a good businessman. But not everyone knows the Republican candidate for governor well, including the state's press corps. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has this profile.
Chip Toth was working at GE when he found himself across the table from Bob Stefanowski. The two men both worked at GE, but in different divisions.
Competing for the same customers.
Oh, really? Yes. Interesting. I guess that can lead to some tense conversations.
It can. It actually can lead to very tense conversations.
Toth's division wanted this customer's business, and so does Stefanowski's. Here's what Toth remembers.
Bob was, thoughtful about it. He wasn't, overly aggressive. He thought it belonged in the division that he was part of and, made his case, very thoughtfully.
Toth says he's not sure what the outcome was, but
I think it actually ended up going to his division without any sort of hard feelings.
Stefanowski eventually became Toth's boss. Toth says he was always easy to get along with. People who have met him on the campaign trail generally say the same thing, like this guy.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Weiss. I'm chairman of the New Haven Republican Town Committee.
That's Weiss speaking at a GOP awards dinner in September. He says he likes Stefanowski's approach to politics.
Bob, he's a very personable, very genuine guy. He's very sincere. I believe he's the guy that does the right thing even when nobody's looking.
But there's another side to Bob Stefanowski that sets him apart from other candidates. How he deals with journalists. Speaking on Connecticut Public Radio's Where We Live, political reporter Neil Vigder of the Hartford Courant questioned Stefanowski's accessibility.
Stefanowski has limited his exposure. He does give interviews, but there are certain media outlets that he's bypassing.
When asked about this at a recent campaign event, Stefanowski denied it.
I honestly don't know where that's coming from. I did 5 debates. I've done a ton of interviews. We're publishing our schedule. We're going to be out on the road for the next 2 weeks. We told you exactly where we're going to be.
Stefanowski canceled a recent interview on Where We Live, and in a statement he noted that he's done a lot of radio interviews. That same morning he was scheduled for Where We Live, he was interviewed by a conservative radio host who mentioned he had Stefanowski lawn signs for listeners. We reached out to about a dozen former colleagues, friends, and neighbors of Stefanowski, seeking stories that showed his character. Some declined to comment, most never responded, including 5 people whose names were given to the station by the campaign. When asked about this at a campaign event, Stefanowski walked away without saying a thing. Other news outlets have struggled to get Stefanowski to sit down and dig into issues. Christine Stewart has been covering state politics for over a decade for ctnewsjunkie.com.
It is frustrating to me personally to not be able to have access to a candidate. I was given one opportunity for an interview, and that's been about it.
Mark Pazniokas covers state government for the Connecticut Mirror. He says it's tradition for the governor to have an open door with the press during good times and bad. And that raises questions, should Stefanowski win in November?
Governors of Connecticut tend to be accessible to at least the Capitol press corps. Whether they go out and about is a whole other thing. So if Bob Stefanowski is elected governor, that's a major question as to how he interacts.
The Courant's Victor points out that Stefanowski's strategy to avoid being asked tough questions worked for him in the primaries, so he seems to be sticking to it.
It is definitely a departure from the traditional campaigns that we've seen in Connecticut.
That departure could be what's resonating with some people. It worked for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Recent polls show Stefanowski is within striking distance to shift power back to the GOP for the first time in 8 years. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.
Bob Stefanowski faces Democrat Ned Lamont, Libertarian Rod Hanscom, as well as Oz Griebel and Mark Stuart Greenstein, who each created their own party to support their candidacies. You're listening to Connecticut Public Radio News.